can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. It is the 30th day of May 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news being passed off as real news. News that we here at RBN would label the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. A chat room has been established by a loyal listener, Murr in Wisconsin. That would be offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. I was driving in the country Friday, heading out to my Friday night gig, my jazz show. And I always leave early. Father always used to say, be there on time, be there on time, be prepared. Instilled that in me. And people say, why do you get here so early? Because that's my teaching. That's my upbringing. Be on time. Be prepared. Be ready to work. Give 100%. People say, oh, I gave 110%. No, there's no such thing. You give 100%. 110% means you gave your life, I guess. But there's only 100%. But I'm doing my drive into the station. And I'm noticing the beautiful, I took a different back way to get to the studio, and the beautiful road, winding roads, and the trees and the flowers. It's a beautiful day. It was so beautiful. It was so perfect. And it was so odd and strange because I didn't see any traffic coming the opposite direction for quite a while. I felt like it was one of those Twilight Zone clips where I'm the last man on earth and I'm driving around and there's nobody alive. There's nobody on earth but me. And I started thinking about, I know a lot of people, emails I'm getting and people I'm talking to in the last year and a half since the beginning of COVID, the plandemic, scandemic it is, are losing hope. They're seeing the ugly. They're seeing the negative. They're seeing just everything is bad. There's nothing good in their life anymore. And I know this is what I called psychological COVID. It got to that point, and then you get psychotic COVID, and maybe these people aren't at that point yet, but they're still scared into submission. They don't see the goodness. All they see is the evil. And I'm going to say that as beat up as I've been in the last year and a half and angry at the world, angry at people, angry at the leadership of this country, I have not given up hope. I'm going to survive. I'm planning on surviving. Because I'm intelligent. I know what's going on. Figured it out early. And I've prepared for a conflict in the future. doing a lot of projects still on the property here, getting closer to the end of the tunnel here. And the wife said to me, we finished this house, a small little house we built over our well and our tanks, called a tank house. Actually pretty nice. For two amateur carpenters, we did a damn good job. Roofed it. It looks very nice. Very proud of it. She said, you did a good job. How many times have you heard, good job? Good job. That's okay. But I think what's happened is a good, if you put it on a grain scale, it's a B, right? It's not a great job. It's not an A work. I'm not a carpenter. So if I was a carpenter, I would expect to give A work. I'm not a carpenter. So I guess for me personally, if somebody said good job and I'm not a carpenter, I might take that for an A to make myself feel good. But I think we got too comfortable these days with people saying good job, good job, good job. Not an excellent job, it's just a good job. I think we forgot that there is a level of expertise. Excellent, good, fair, mediocre, poor, failing. We've come to believe that good is now the excellent, and it's not. So what I want to say to you is be able to raise the bar. To raise the bar. We're you know, if surrounding around you, people around you are lowering the bar, and we're seeing lowering the bar everywhere we look, government lowering the bar, bringing down the standards. We all have potential. We all have full potential. Will we reach our full potential is another thing. Potential, having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. I've decided on that little drive, that little scenic drive I had, that I'm going to try to be a better person, a better husband, a better father, a better at what I do, a better broadcaster here on this network. I'm not losing sight of reality. I do recognize good. I think we need to recognize the good. We also need to be able to recognize the evil, the enemy. All right? Understand, recognize the good, be able to recognize your enemy. Stand firm on your beliefs. Do not budge. Never budge. I'm going to tell you something else that got us in this big jam is one word. Begins with a T, tolerance. How many times have you heard this? Oh, be tolerant, be tolerant. Tolerance means dropping your guard, means not standing firm on your beliefs. It means lowering the bar. Okay? Tolerance, dropping your tolerance, you're lowering the bar. Well, how many times have you ever heard people say, to get along, you go along? That, again, is lowering the bar. We need to raise the bar, not lower the bar. So forget this, have tolerance, okay? That time is over. That's the leniency to allow you to give in. Oh, be nice. Be tolerant of them. Accept their bad behaviors. Accept this, something that goes totally against your whole belief system. Tolerance has got us in a huge jam. So I'm going to tell you to increase your intolerance. Increase your intolerance, okay? Don't be tolerant anymore. That time is over. That got you in a jam the first time, okay? Forget the being tolerant. Increase your intolerance. It's time for pushback. It's time to say what's on your mind. Don't be politically correct. They're not. If they try to push something on you, they don't respect you to begin with. They think you're a pushover. That's why they'll use the tolerance. Be tolerant. Be tolerant. Let me have my way. I don't think so. like I said, increase your intolerance. We're going to do something a little different tonight. I usually close the show out, because this is the Memorial Day weekend, I usually close the show out by playing a clip from one of my favorite trumpeters, my favorite trumpet players that I play in my jazz show regularly, Chris Botti. I normally have him play the national anthem at the closeout of the show. I've decided to not do that, and for good reason. I started thinking about Arlington Cemetery. I started thinking about these commercials I see on TV for the wounded veterans coming back, the Wounded Warrior Program, with their limbs blown off. And I started to think about all those gravestones at Arlington. And I started thinking about how they got there. They got there by lies from a government, lied into war. They were to believe this and this and this, and they fought for their country, but their country lied to them to get them into fighting a war. The politicians wage the war. They sign the pens. They take the pens. They sign the signatures. They declare war, and the people fight the war. While the politicians sit up in their little offices, untouched, untouched by the reality that other people are out there in a foreign land dying for a lie, for corporate America to make a buck. I'm sickened by that. I am sickened by that. I do not support a military that invades other nations to topple the leadership, to steal the resources of that nation, and put them in servitude, make slaves of them. So I'm going to close the show out tonight by another track from Chris Botti called Never Forgotten. I'm going to dedicate that to all those who died for these unnecessary wars they were lied into. My grandfather, my father, lots of others. We'll close it out. They always said that you're never really gone when you leave a memory and a smile behind. That's how I remember my grandfather. That's how I remember my father. So we'll change it tonight. We'll close it out different. Like I said, there will be no national identity with today government involved. I don't want any part of this lousy government. It's a lot to get off my chest at the beginning of the show. Okay, we got a clip tonight from Dr. Peter McCullough. I guess we're going to go on a break here pretty soon. I want to play that. He's one, probably the leading expert right now what's on COVID. And he has not been silent. I really praise this guy's leadership in taking control and getting out there and getting his word out there and breaking it all down. But this video here is 16 minutes long. He talks about exposing the lie from the very beginning. And I think I caught a lot of the lie from the very beginning myself. And he's going to spell that out in about 16 minutes and throw some more stuff in there, some good stuff at you. And you need to watch this video and you need to listen to it. I'm going to have Sam posted here after the show is over on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, where you can watch it and listen to it also. Sometimes the visual just kind of helps watching the mannerisms, the hand motions, the facial expressions. It tells you a lot. You don't quite get that with just the audio portion of this clip. But he's a sharp guy. And along with Sherry Tenpenny and many others, Judy Mikovits, there are so many people out there that are really standing up. Dr. Simone. Standing up and really trying to make a difference here and educate the people. We're not going to save everybody, people. We're not going to. There are going to be casualties. There are going to be massive casualties. I do expect that in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to start seeing that death, the rise up of deaths, number of deaths in this country, different diseases, autoimmune disorders starting to come on, more cancers, more cardiac events, more stuff like that. But I'm going to survive. I'm going to survive, and I'm not going to partake. I'm going to keep doing what I keep doing, and Matter of fact, I got a chore ahead of me next week. Yeah, are you ready for this one? Corporations shaming their employees to comply with taking the jab. We go on to break, Sam? Okay. I heard one of my tracks coming in. So I've got some work to do to contact a CEO from one of the hospitals down here. And I'm gonna word this paper just perfect. I'm not going to be accusatory. I'm simply going to try to open his eyes up of the real science, what's going on here, and to be a leader, not a follower, but to be a leader. So that's my goal for next week, to get this letter out, hopefully get some response back, and stop this nonsense of only the vaccinated can sit together at the lunch table over here. You unvaccinated must go over here. I'm going to throw the science at him. I'm going to throw a lot of stuff at him, and I'm going to expect him, I'm going to challenge him to watch some of the videos, read some of the articles, and hopefully he will get back with me. If he does not, I will contact him personally. Because where we're going right now is, it's like the, you know, your scarlet letter here, you know, the scarlet badge here. You know, it'll be on their name badge. There'll be a little sticker if they're vaccinated or not. And they're trying to use shame to get compliance, to go along with something that again, first of all, and I want this CEO to understand this. This is not preventive. This is not a true vaccine. This is experimental gene therapy. If I can break that ice right there, and he understands this is experimental, which means the outcome is unknown, I might win this one. And he'll stop this nonsense, and he'll allow his employees to sit at the same table and stop this nonsense with masks and taking the jab. You know, if somebody pulls one over on you, and you recognize that they did, but you're afraid to acknowledge it, for the shame you'll bring yourself, embarrassment you'll bring yourself. This is so much more important than that. I don't mind being shamed. I don't mind being embarrassed to saying, you know what, I got it wrong. Gosh, I'm sure glad somebody set me straight here. I know the truth now. I feel like a better person, a better man. I'll be a better employer now. I'll treat my employees better. I'll stop with this nonsense. I'm going to make an example. I'm going to say, you need to look what Governor Ron DeSantis did down here, okay? He figured it out. He found the right way to word it, and he got out of it, and he said, we're not going to shut down. We're not going to have mask mandates. Kids are going back to school. I'm not going to go along with passport immunity. I've written law now, executive order, that no corporation, no business can block you out just because you did not take the jab or wear a mask. Takes a lot of guts to do that. I praise him for that. That's exactly what I want to see the CEO of this hospital, this major hospital network down here. I want to see him to say, look at the evidence and say, you know what? Gosh, I got this wrong. I'd listened to this little egghead guy here with the glasses, Fauci, and now I do recognize he has flip-flop an awful lot. Yeah, that is not an expert. If somebody continues to flip-flop back and forth and change the rules and change the goalpost, guess what? They're not an expert. Okay, they're not an expert. Experts don't change. They don't flip-flop back and forth. They don't do that. If he understands that, then he understands a little bit more about the virus. There's no such thing as a COVID positive PCR test spreader. No such thing. No such thing at all. Okay? Understand the flaws of the PCR testing. I think they say 30 to 35 cycles and higher, you're going to get a false positive almost every time. Or maybe you'll pick up a common cold. A common cold. Not COVID. Short break. We'll be right back. Enjoy the Pink Floyd. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know it was all going to go so wrong for you? And did you see it was all going to be so right for me?
Off the Beaten Path, 512-248-8252. If you don't have the minutes, we'll pay for the call, 800-313-9443. I was talking about reach your full potential. And I started to think about a wise little saying that I read a while back. It was many, many years ago. And it's always stuck with me about a sailor. A sailor doesn't get to be an experienced sailor by staying near the shore. He becomes an experienced sailor by losing sight of the shore. I like that. Takes chances. Gets out there. Makes his way. He reaches his full potential. Another sign I saw today was interesting. which is going to take us into our clip right now. If you take the mark of the beast, you will be lost forever. Of course, talking about find Jesus Christ. And I started thinking about, if you take the mark of the beast, you will be lost forever. And then I started thinking about Peter McCullough and a couple other doctors talking about a bioluminase enzyme that's in the COVID shots called luciferase. Luciferase, the key word, key name, Lucifer. How did that slide by? How did that happen? Did anybody in, you know, the marketing and saying, you know, we're looking for names. We need to find a name. Hey, how about Lucifer? I like Lucifer. Have you ever met anybody on the street? Ever met anybody named Lucifer? No, you won't, because if the name is associated with the devil. So this thing that's in the jab called luciferase, what do you think? Am I crazy here? The mark of the beast, it's right there. It's in the jab. Luciferase in the COVID jab. It's amazing. I did a little marketing here and there. And I'm pretty good at it. But I would have never kicked around the name Lucifer for any product line whatsoever. You know, there's names you just say, no, there's no way. I'm not touching that one. It's like taking Hitler's name and Hitlerase. How about Hitlerase? Would somebody said something about that? Oh, well, no, you can't name that, Hitlerase. That's associated with a very evil person, Hitler. But Lucifer, oh, yeah, Lucifer, we can go with that one, Luciferase. Yeah, let's go with Luciferase. It's amazing. And marketing, how this actually developed, how somebody, there must be a panel of people who look at these advertising ideas. They're at a board meeting. They're sitting down at their little long desks, and they're all kicking around names. What are we going to name this one? How about Luciferase? Luciferase, yeah, that sounds kind of funny. It sounds kind of catchy. Yeah, I think that's good. Everybody put their hand up. Who wants Luciferase? The eyes got it. It is Luciferase. Never understanding the implication of the name itself to what it stands for. Amazing. Of course, he had a Jewish board, and then you threw out Hitlerase. Well, of course, they would say, no, 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 that's anti-Semitic. We don't want Hitlerase. You can't say that. You're fired. Get out of here. Can't do it. So let's go ahead and play this clip. We may skip that little break we have, but it's 16 minutes long. Dr. Peter McCullough talking about COVID from the very beginning. Listen up.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and academic physician, professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine on the Baylor Dallas campus. I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine and what it means. There are already places in Southeast Asia and Europe, they're laying the groundwork for a compulsory vaccination. I mean compulsory, that means somebody pins you down to the ground and puts a needle in you. That's how bad stakeholders want vaccination. Listen, that's not of cost. You don't have to pay for it. It's all provided. There are people or stakeholders, they do want a needle in every arm. This needle in every arm is a very important moniker. Why? Why do you want a needle in an arm? Let's take COVID recovered. Can't get the virus. Can't receive it. It has nothing to do. Why would they ever want a needle in the arm of a COVID recovered patient? Why? Three studies show higher safety events. See, the tension that Americans are feeling right now as they're trying to keep their jobs and go to work is they know they can die of the vaccine. That's the problem. If the vaccine was like water and you just got it, no side effects, who wouldn't take it? Say, hey, I'll comply. They got my Social Security number anyway in a database. I'm already marked. I'll just get marked. But no, there's something very unique about this vaccine. It's something about injecting something into a body that is so important to stakeholders that it doesn't matter. Kids 12 years old told they can make their own decision on this, and it could be their fatal decision? Think about that. North Carolina just passed that. Oh, kids 12 years old can decide on their own. There are over 4,000 dead Americans. There's over 10,000 dead people in Europe that die on days 1, 2, and 3 after the vaccine. Why are we pushing this in a way where people's jobs and their education and their livelihood decide on a decision that's potentially fatal? The tension, you can cut it with a knife. There are parents that say, listen, I want my kid to go to college this year, but I don't want to lose him to the vaccine. They know what's going on. The internet is full of these cases. Blood clots, strokes, immediate death. Now, I'm fortunate. I have not directly lost a patient to the vaccine. I told you, most got vaccinated in December, January, February. Based on the safety data now, I can no longer recommend it. I can't recommend it. It's passed all the thresholds to being a safe product. It's not a safe product. None of them are. It's not just Johnson & Johnson. In fact, more of the safety events in the United States have occurred with Moderna and Pfizer. There are now papers written by prominent scientists calling for a worldwide halt in the program. There are prominent virologists, many of them, including Nobel Prize winners, who have said, listen, if we vaccinate people and we create a very narrow, incomplete library of immunity, which is what the vaccine is, the vaccines are all targeted to the original Wuhan spike protein, which is long gone. That's extinct. Patients are getting vaccinated to something that doesn't even exist anymore. That Wuhan spike protein is gone. We're hoping the immunity covers the other variants. But that narrow immunity is a setup. It's just like giving everybody a narrow spectrum antibiotic. If you did that, what would happen? We'd grow up superbugs. There are warnings out there saying, don't do this. Don't vaccinate the entire world. All we're going to do is set ourselves up for a superbug that's going to really wipe out populations. So for many reasons, the vaccine, indiscriminate vaccination, is a horrendous idea. It's a horrendous bioweapon that's been thrust onto the public, and it's going to cause great personal harm, which it already has. Thousands of people have lost their lives. I've never lost a direct patient, but I've had my patients lose their family members, lots of them. I filled out a safety report on a patient who developed blood clots after one of the Pfizer Moderna vaccine, and I'm telling you, it took half an hour to do it. There was many pages, and each page said, warning, federal offense, punishable by severe fines and penalties if I falsified a report. All those thousands of Americans that have died with the vaccine and hospitalizations in the database, I think, are real. And they are far beyond anything we've ever seen. And as a doctor and as a public citizen, I am extraordinarily concerned about the vaccine. The vaccine center right down the street here is empty. I drive past it every day. Americans know. They're talking to each other. The vaccine's not safe. And now the effort is the vaccine stakeholders want kids without parental guidance, and now they want to be in the church. Americans and people worldwide should be extraordinarily alarmed.
Well, that's not 16 minutes. Is that it?
I think it's about what the vaccine means.
Okay.
And Whitney Webb gets credit for this back in April. She said, aha, I figured this out. This is what globalists have been waiting for. They've been waiting for a way of marking people, that you get in a vaccine, you're marked in a database. And this can be used for trade, for commerce, for behavior modification, all different purposes. And you've seen it right here in Dallas. They've announced, you can't go to a Dallas Mavericks game unless you're vaccinated. You've had people say, listen, you have passports. You had colleges today announce that they're not going to give any credit to natural immunity. Every scientist in the world knows that the natural immunity is way better than the vaccine immunity. If it's about COVID, why don't we have COVID recovered go to the Mavericks games? Why don't we have COVID recovered people freely go to college? Well, why do we have to have faulty vaccine immunity be the priority and have natural immunity not count? See, these types of things make me think that Whitney Webb is correct. This is actually about marking. The vaccine is a way of marking people. It's a way of starting to assert efforts to create compliance, behavior control. Don't forget, the vaccine is just a starter. Now there's going to be updates. There's going to be boosters. They're already prepping people for this. There's going to be more. The vaccine manufacturers are all linked. They're all uniquely indemnified. What medical product is there indemnification where something happens to you, you don't have any recourse? You know, a woman gets vaccinated, a pregnant woman. She has no maternal fetal rights. Something happens to her or her baby. She's out of luck. This is extraordinary what Americans are doing. It's absolutely extraordinary what's being thrust upon us now. Well, U.S. FDA regulatory guidance on vaccines, and there have been modern vaccines. You don't have to pick the old ones. I mean, we've had modern vaccines, shingles vaccines, hepatitis B, meningococcal vaccines, demand a minimum of 2 years of safety data. 2 years by regulatory. In fact, these are kind of written and codified into the regulatory rules for the manufacturers. That was all thrown out and said 2 months. For COVID, 2 months. So 2 months of observational data. This idea that we could vaccinate people that were not even tested in the trials, that has never been done before. We have never just thrown a vaccine at somebody without having any data. None. So the very first pregnant woman that was vaccinated here in the United States, it was done with no knowledge of safety and no knowledge of efficacy. And the argument that we've heard, is, well, COVID-19 is a bad illness. 600,000 people have died. The vaccine could help them. We should give it a shot. Come on, we should just give it a shot. Well, that 600,000 died. I've already told you 85% of that was preventable with early treatment, which was actively suppressed and squashed. And not only that, is if this vaccine can help them, the vaccine better be safe. It better be safe. And my comments on the vaccine are safety, safety, safety. Let's see it. Let's see it. And Americans ought to, just like the Americans should have been getting weekly updates on treatment innovations, Americans should have been getting weekly updates on vaccine safety. Very important. Weekly updates from our federal officials on safety. Super important. Those two things are probably the two largest acts of malfeasance in all of medical regulatory history. It will go down in history of malfeasance, wrongdoing by those of authority. How come there was no updates on treatment and no promotion of early treatment to reduce hospitalization and death? And now when we release the vaccine, why are there no safety updates? Why are there no attempts for risk mitigation in terms of making the vaccine program safer? How do we have all these vaccines? How do we know that we can vaccinate pregnant women? We know because of years and years and years of safety data. Before a vaccine has ever been injected into a pregnant woman, it's probably been tested for decades before we try it in a pregnant woman. We would never out of the box take a brand new technology that's never been tested before, ever. And we know that the vaccine technology produces the dangerous spike protein. It produced the Wuhan spike protein, the spicule on the ball of the virus itself, which damages blood vessels and causes blood clotting, and all of them do. We would never unleash that into a pregnant woman's body. Americans have to understand something is very wrong what's going on. What's going on now in the world, these are examples, are clear-cut examples of wrongdoing that is at such a high level, the groupthink is in the wrong direction in such a consistent and overwhelming way that people are being harmed in an extraordinary fashion. To make the problem worse than what it is, many methods to make the case count look higher than what it is, make the mortality numbers look worse than what they are. Many methods to create the reaction out of proportion to the reality, so lockdowns, fears, economic suffering, what have you. All of these things making the pandemic way worse than what it is, okay, to have that occur. More fear, suffering, hospitalization and death, loneliness, lockdown, in order to promote mass vaccination. These two are tightly linked. Now, mass vaccination at all costs, the world must be mass vaccinated. And human beings on Earth ought to understand at this point in time, what we're seeing is unprecedented. It became known the virus was going to be amenable to a vaccine somewhere around April, May. And at that point in time, therapy was suppressed. Everything, nothing could be published. Everything, the fake Lancet paper, squash treatment, and then prepare the population for vaccination. Once the vaccines come out, they're short-tracked. There's all kinds of enthusiasm regarding it, needles in all the arms, trucks rolling, Americans cheering. And then the mass vaccination program starts off. And then before we know it, you know, we're vaccinating pregnant women. Why are we doing that? That can't be safe. Now we're going to vaccinate COVID recovery patients. Wait a minute. They have complete and robust permanent immunity. No one's ever challenged the immunity of a COVID recovery patient. Why are we vaccinating them? And then it keeps going and going. At first, we vaccinated high-risk people. I didn't really understand vaccinating young healthcare workers because they weren't at risk. There were never any hospital outbreaks in the United States. The only thing that was clear, nursing home workers gave it to nursing home patients. We knew that. So nursing home workers should have been vaccinated. And then maybe high-risk people, and we should call it a day. I always estimated maybe 20 million people need to be vaccinated. But that didn't seem to satisfy the vaccine stakeholders, which are Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, and any others that come forward, the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH. In the White House. Massive vaccine stakeholders. You could throw in Gates Foundation, World Health Organization. You could throw those in as well. Massive stakeholders, and they wanted everybody to be vaccinated without exception. No one will escape the needle. We've actually never had this before. And the vaccine process is extraordinary. There's a consent form. It says this is investigational. We don't know if it's going to work. There's only 2 months of data. The side effects could be a sore arm all the way to death, and we don't know. Sign here. We need your identifying information. We need a barcode on the vial. We need you identified, and now you're in a database. You're vaccinated. And so this mass vaccination is extraordinarily concerning. We never vaccinate into the middle of a pandemic, never. We've never had an effective vaccine for respiratory virus, including influenza. It's only modestly effective. We knew from the published data that the attack rates in placebo and the vaccine arms were less than 1%. So we know that the vaccine can have a less than 1% effect in the population. Why would it be any different than the clinical trials? We knew from the clinical trials that it didn't stop COVID-19, so people can get COVID-19 anyway. What would be this incredible drive to vaccinate everybody? And now, oh my lord, now the vaccine within a few months has been completely weaponized. Now travel is related to the vaccine. People can't go to school without the vaccine. People are losing their jobs without the vaccine. Believe me, there is something very, very potent in this vaccine. It should be disturbing to everybody. The word vaccine ought to be the most disturbing word that they have seen. Now we have 12-year-old children who are told they can decide on their own whether or not they could take a vaccine. So, you know, about 70% of my patients are vaccinated. I'm very pro-vaccine. I've taken all the vaccines myself, about 70%, and they are all vaccinated in December, January, and February. But as we sit here today in May, we have over 4,000 vaccine-related deaths and over 10,000 hospitalizations. The limit to shut down a program is about 25 to 50 deaths. Swine flu, 1976, 25 deaths, they shut down the program. It's not safe. All the vaccines in the United States per year, what ambulantly gets reported in the database, is about 200. And we're talking about vaccinating probably 500 million injections. Here, in the United States, at 100 million people vaccinated, this is far and away the most lethal, toxic, biologic agent ever injected into a human body in American history. And it's going strong, with no mention of safety by our officials, with wild enthusiasm by our hospitals and hospital administrators, with doctors supporting it. Doctors are saying now they won't see patients in their waiting room without the vaccine. This problem, COVID-19, was actually from the very beginning. That's what Whitney Webb said. She goes, COVID-19 is actually about the vaccine. It's not about the virus. It's about the vaccine.
I think that's it.
My personal situation, professional situation, is a position of strength. And those who have attempted in any way to pressure, coerce, or threaten me with reprisal have paid an extraordinary price. And I think that's an important message to get out there. There is a position of strength based on principles of compassionate care and of the Hippocratic Oath and of the fiduciary relationship that a doctor has to a patient and a prominent doctor has to a population that supersedes all of those other ill intents. And what I say is, bring them on.
That's got to be it. That's it. I'm a little bothered by some of this. It's a good clip. A lot of good information still here, but saying he's pro-vax, I wouldn't go that far. There's a lot of unnecessary vaccines that are being pushed out there, and of course, I think he would probably agree that the autism percentages going up and up and up are related to a very immature immune system from a child and being bombarded with so many toxins through the shots, through the vaccines, especially the MMR. Measles, mumps, and rubella. So I wouldn't call myself a pro-vaxxer. Also bothered that he didn't talk about... I go back to the very basics. The very basics, okay. Do we really need this? Tell me why we need a vaccine developed, okay. Well, when we understand that the survivability rate is, for certain age groups with no comorbidities or underlying health problems, for my age group, 99.987 or something like that percent... Why is it necessary? Why are we in the lab working on getting a vaccine that would, with minimal risk and death, want to put this out there? There is another plan. There's another agenda in the works on that. If you're still pushing ahead with something that's not needed, and then giving a 12-year-old child the right to decide for themselves to take the jab, I mean, we are treading in territory that we have never, ever seen before. Vaccinating or giving a jab to a pregnant woman. We are breaking all the rules. The FDA, all these government agencies that are in place to protect, and he mentioned the key word here. The key word was safety, safety, safety. If that is the true, what we should be watching for and securing, hold, safety, 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 then what are we doing with injecting a pregnant woman, a child, infants? What are we doing? And doctors who are standing up for this have forgotten the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm. What is wrong with this picture, people? Do no harm. I haven't heard anybody other than a handful of doctors that they're not allowed to get on mainstream media news talking about injecting children, infants, pregnant women. They're outspoken, but where are the rest? That's what I was talking about earlier on the show here. Reaching your full potential. Leaving the shore. Experience. Taking chances. What has happened to the masses of people in healthcare and the physicians who have decided to go along to get along or get along to go along? Vice versa. What's going on here? I tell you what, we got to get some lawsuits rolling here, big time, big time. Lawsuits got to get going here. I did see one. Here it is. 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 doctors have filed a lawsuit for violations of their Nuremberg Code. Any enough? Multiply that by 10. We got to get this thing rolling here. Like I said, the T word got us in this trouble here. Tolerance. Just, I don't want to stir up anything. I don't want to make problems. You know, I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want somebody to think, I just don't follow the rules. You know, I'm proud to be that person who doesn't follow the damn rules. I really am. From day one, I would not follow the rules. I had a woman follow me in the Walmart. Sir, you need to wear a mask. Thank you very much. I don't want a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. Have a nice day. Keep walking and she keeps following me. Not going to comply. Like I said, forget the tolerance. Screw the tolerance. Increase your intolerance. Push back. It's time to push back and push back firmly. You have a good case. Safety. There's nothing more important than safety, people. There's nothing more important than safety for yourself and for your child and for the unborn. Like I said, all the rules are being broken right now. I think this CEO I'm about to contact here has no clue, no idea that this is experimental and the outcome is unknown. We don't know how this is going to turn out. It's a crapshoot. We don't know. Something may happen good. Probably not. Something may happen really bad. Something may be really bad. People will die. Oh, no accountability. I'm going to have to make sure he understands that the pharmaceuticals have blanket immunity from any kind of lawsuits from damage from their product. That's what this is, a product. They are selling a product. They are marketing a product. They are targeting people.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Steve Elkins on 30th of May, 2021, Memorial Day weekend. We're going to go back to the phones here and talk to our first caller tonight, James in Canada. You're on the show. James in Canada.
Hello.
Hello, James in Canada. You're on.
Yes, sir. I hear your anger, and I just wanted to note that when people start suing, they got to remember they got to get experts, medical experts that can testify on their behalf.
Yes, they do.
Without a medical expert, the court will probably throw it out.
You're right. You're going to have these experts, and I think they're available.
Okay.
You'll have them lining up.
Okay. Well, that's my comment, and I'm sorry you're angry, but I guess you know that's.
Well, I'm angry. Aren't you just a little bit angry? I mean, you're in Canada. It's worse where you are than where I am.
Okay. I gotta tell you, I lived for 30 more years in a third world country type thing. So I've seen this politics stuff, and I came back, and everybody else is still believing that you know that everything's going to work out because it's what they see on TV. You see, whereas as other people from other countries, you know, that live in circumstance where uncertainty.
James, do me a favor. James, I hear the music here. We're going into our second hour. We're going to go commercial break. I want you to stay on the line. I've got some questions for you. Off the Beaten Path, second hour coming right up. Stay tuned.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.